Chapter 9. Liabilities. Exercises. Listening. Passage 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Current liabilities are obligations due within 1 year, or within the company's normal operating cycle if longer than a year. Current liabilities are of two kinds, known amounts and estimated amounts. There are many different types of current liabilities, such as account payable, notes payable, current maturities, of non-current debt, dividends payable, unearned revenues, income taxes payable, employee-related liabilities. Accounts payable or trade accounts payable are balances owed to others for goods, supplies, or services purchased on open account. Accounts payable arise because of the time lag between the receipt of services or acquisitions of title to assets and the payment for them. Notes payable are written promises to pay a certain sum of money on a specified future date. An enterprise may issue notes payable to borrow cash or to purchase assets. Notes may be classified as short-term or long-term, depending upon the payment due date. Note may also be interest-bearing or zero-interest-bearing. Passage 2. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases. A business may know that a liability exists and not know the exact amount and timing. But the business must report the liability on the balance sheet. Such a liability of uncertain timing or amount is called provision in International Accounting Standard 37. Provisions can be distinguished from other liabilities because there is uncertainty about the timing or amount of the future expenditure required in settlement. For example, a manufacturer gives warranties at the time of sale to purchasers of its product. Under the terms of the contract for sale, the manufacturer undertakes to make good by repair or replacement, manufacturing defects that become apparent within 3 years from the date of sale. On past experience, it is profitable that there will be some claims under the warranties. A provision is recognized for the best estimate of the costs of making good under the warranty products sold before the balance sheet date. Where the provision being measured involves a large population of items, the obligation is estimated by weighing all possible outcomes by their associated probabilities. The name for this statistical method of estimation is expected value. An entity sells goods with a warranty under which customers are covered for the cost of repairs of any manufacturing defects that become apparent within the first 6 months after purchase. Passage 3. First, listening. Choose the best answer for each question based on the passage you will hear. Liabilities are debts and obligations of the business. They represent creditors' claim on business assets. Liabilities include all kinds of payable. 1. Notes payable, a written promise. 2. Accounts payable, an oral promise. 3. Interests payable. 4. Sales payable. Liabilities are reported on a balance sheet and are usually divided into two categories, current liabilities and long-term liabilities. Current liabilities are reasonably expected to be liquidated within a year. They usually include payables such as wages, accounts, taxes, and accounts payables, unearned revenue when adjusting entries, portions of long-term bonds to be paid this year, short-term obligations, example, from purchase of equipment, and others. Long-term liabilities are reasonably expected not to be liquidated within a year. They usually include issued long-term bonds, notes payables, long-term leases, pension obligations, and long-term product warranties. Liabilities of uncertain value or timing are called provisions. Provision is a temporary accounting title. It basically refers to expense. For example, if one of the expenses is for the month of April and still not paid, to close that expense in that specific month, we prepare one temporary accounting title, provision, for that particular expense. While in the opening of that new month, if that expense is paid, we reverse that provision in terms of recording expense and closing the provision title. Second listening. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Third listening. Complete the following sentences.